You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday, and I hope you had a good weekend. I was very busy with website stuff and various other side projects online, mostly porn-related. And speaking of the site, we have a couple of things to announce here. First and foremost is this. We now have a phone line, thanks to Google Voice, where you can call in and leave voice messages, which I can incorporate into the podcast. So I might do a question and answer at some point. If you have enough questions for me or comments, we can do that. You know, so all kinds of good stuff could happen with that, and I'm eager to experiment with it. Here's the phone number. It is not my phone number, and it will not connect to me, so you can only leave messages on it. So you can call anytime, day or night. It is +1 for America, 314-502-9566. Again, +1 314-502-9566. So that's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that. And So thanks, Google. I don't get any sponsorship for that, so whatever. let's see. Also, another thing, I guess, is I have a couple of new posts that are going to be coming out. One is going to be the subject of this podcast, because I want to clear up a few things. But I have a couple of other stories of fag brothers who discovered their faghood and how they discovered it. They're very detailed stories. I think they will be an inspiration to a lot of my readers and listeners out there. So watch out for that. They're going to be coming in the next few days. I'm going to kind of space those out, I think. But today I got a remarkable privilege. Master Christoph, one of the alpha twin of the twins from this weekend's story, I asked him if he could put me in contact with his father, Master Shane. And he did. And I got to talk to this remarkable alpha male for a few hours. And he was very generous with his time and very upfront. And I'm going to write up a story around it. But I had several comments come my way about the story, the two stories that I published this weekend about Master Christoph and his fag brother Dodo and their father, Master Shane, and particularly the incestuous aspect of the story. Several people expressed that they were offended, or they felt like one person said they thought that Master Shane was a pedophile. And I don't share your opinion, but I do understand it. Like I said in the previous podcast, at first, when I first published the first part of that story, I was pretty disturbed by the whole thing, you know. But after learning more about Master Shane's background, I changed my opinion about it, and I kind of expressed that in the last podcast. But after talking to Master Shane today, I can unequivocally say that he is not a pedophile, and he did something very brave and, yes, controversial, but it's so, what he told me was so important to understand that I really wanted to highlight it in this podcast. And I want you to follow along with me, okay? Master Shane realized, as Master Christoph said, Master Shane realized that Dodo was a faggot 2 years probably before this happened, you know, this kind of taking of Dodo by both alphas. And, you know, he was left with a choice about his son. And he felt like, in a sense, he had to keep Dodo in-house under the rulership of the alphas in the family in order to make sure he's protected. So there's sort of a... It's odd, I understand, it's odd. But for him, it was... he was creating kind of a cocoon around Dodo to protect him. A cocoon of alpha power, you know. Now, some people who made the comment, well, why did Master Shane have to fuck his son? Well, he didn't have to, right? But, and this is the key thing, it's something that Master Shane said to me that really unlocked this for me, and I'm going to relate it to you right now. We have to look at Dodo the way an alpha looks at Dodo, not take the son-father thing out of it just for a second. Master Shane was looking at Dodo in purely hierarchical terms. He has his son. The son is a faggot. Master Shane has been using and owning faggots his entire life. He knows exactly what faggots need, what they are, and, you know, what they are to men, okay? And you have to look at a faggot the way an alpha looks at a faggot. An alpha male sees things in terms of these hierarchical values, okay? This kind of value system. And people fall into these slots in the hierarchy to an alpha. They're all below him, obviously, but he sizes people up and rates them in a way and determines their usefulness or what function they serve. And Master Shane looked at his son, Dodo, and saw that he was a faggot. And from his vast experience in using faggots and owning faggots, he knew that what Dodo needed, right? And he looked at it purely as a natural function. This is, Dodo is going to get fucked by alpha males and be used by alpha males. This is his destiny. This is why he was born. This is why he exists. So Master Shane looked at it as he's an alpha male, and his son Christoph is also an alpha male, and they have different functions than Dodo. They are the masters. They are the rulers of the world, and Dodo is the slave. This is what they were born to be. And so Master Shane viewed that sexual encounter where they took Dodo's virginity, essentially, and basically enslaved him, right? He viewed that as a teaching moment for Dodo and also his son Christoph. But for Dodo, he understood that as a father, he was fulfilling his son's purpose in a hierarchical sense, you see. In some ways, you know, in maybe the strangest way, this is the greatest kindness that probably any father could do for his son. I know it sounds strange to say, okay? But it was going to happen, you know? And it wasn't a sexual thing. It wasn't like Master Shane needed to get off and he thought that his son was hot. It's a transactional thing. It's a function of his status as an alpha male. That encounter there, these encounters that Master Shane has had with his son Dodo, he's not turned on by Dodo. In fact, Master Shane had told me today that he doesn't find men sexually appealing, like women, like he is attracted to women. Just, he's a straight man, okay? But he views faggots as natural slaves to his alphahood. Like all straight men who are alphas, they view faggots that way. If a straight man uses a faggot sexually, it is almost always about power and about dominance, and it's always about the function of the faggot as opposed to the sexual appeal of a faggot. So it's a different mindset, okay? And so Master Shane, by taking Dodo that night with his son Christoph, he was enforcing alpha dominance over faggots. And he was basically christening Dodo's life of being a faggot, indoctrinating him into faghood. And I know it's strange to most people, but that is exactly how Master Shane looked at that, and how he's looked at faggots his entire life. Faggots are just a natural part of life. They're just a natural part of being an alpha, and it's not necessarily a sexual thing, like an erotic thing. It's about power, and it's about the enforcement of alpha superiority on inferiors. So, you know, his method was very extreme. But I think when you look at it that way, you can kind of see where he's coming from. He just looked at Dodo and said, Dodo is a thing. He is a faggot. In fact, during our conversation today, he referred multiple times to Dodo as it. Okay? So that's how he looks at faggots, even when the faggot is his own son. It doesn't mean that he doesn't love Dodo, but he just, his son is inferior, and his son is a slave to men, and that's what his son was born to be, and he accepts that, and he enforces that view, you know, in his own family and in his life and in the people around him. You know, he has, Master Shane is a very, very interesting person. Like, from a, is somebody that's studied and really thought about hierarchy a lot in my life, and I've experienced it in my life a lot. He is a very interesting person because he has introduced the use of faggots to a lot of his straight alpha friends over the years, starting when he was a teenager to even just recently. He's confronted that question over and over again of, isn't it gay? You know, these straight guys, well, what do you mean you're fucking faggots? Isn't that gay? Are you gay? And he point blank says, no, it's not about that. It's about function. You know, it's about utility. They're born to serve us, and that's how it's supposed to be. And he gets them to try out fag worship and fag service, and then they love it, and they keep going, you know. So he's been a pretty amazing ambassador of alphahood his entire life, and he's lived it in his life. It's one thing to talk about it on Twitter or be some guy like Fagmaster or whatever online pretending to be this character, trying to be some badass or whatever, showing your feet, you know, on a fetish website or whatever. It's another thing to live it every single day. It's another thing to enforce those values in your own life with your own children. That is commendable. I know that it's controversial, but ultimately, if you think about it the way he thinks about it, the way he views faggots, it's hard to argue against what he did. You know, it's definitely hard to judge him because here's ultimately what we can say is that Dodo has turned out to be an amazing faggot and an amazing person. And he's happy. So ultimately, that's the greatest commendation that any parent could have, right? How can anybody say you're a bad parent when the children of that parent turn out great, you know? So, yeah. Anyway, I really do thank Master Shane for today's conversation, which was really eye-opening, and I learned a lot, and I look forward to publishing his story for everybody to read and think about. But I wanted to put this podcast out there because I do understand that it's confusing and it may be a little shocking, so I kind of wanted to explain this a little bit more. So anyway, I hope that clears it up a little bit for you. Again, the phone number is +1 for America, 314-502-9566. You can leave a message anytime. Hopefully I get some cool questions and comments. And anyway, if you have any other questions or comments, of course, you can write to me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. The website takes questions and comments right on the front page in the sidebar. You can leave a message there. And I'm on Twitter, at fworshipalphas, and, well, assorted other places too. So I will see you on the website, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.